First and 10 from the Queens 46. Keegan Hall, quads on the left, three receivers from that quad are in the slot. This is a spread formation. Dropping back, rolling. Stephen Capea draws a hold, but James Gillingham still made the tackle all the same, but that is going to set the York Lions back 10 yards. Stephen Capea doing a great job there. You can see the blade of his shoulder pad sticking out of his jersey, so a pretty obvious hold generated there from number 55. Will set the Lions back 10 yards, setting up a first and 20 from just shy of midfield. So some positive momentum undone there by a hold committed by number 71 for the Lions. We do have a tailback with Keegan Hall, but I suspect we'll see another pass formation here. 19-2 ball game, 2 minutes to play in our first half of football action. It is going to be a handoff, and it's a good one. Avante McCoy. Or sorry, that is number six, Greg Jones-Seeley, former Queens player, with a gain of about 11 or so, setting up second and 9. Gales player suffered with some injury struggles before transferring, eventually making his way to York. Great to see Greg Jones-Seeley. So it'll be second and 10 from the 46. Hall dropping back. He's going to step up. Are you kidding me? Oliver Jackson gets him again. Number 52 finds his man. It won't be a sack, but it will be a tackle. As OJ put the squeeze on number 17, Keegan Hall. And we have got another punt formation here. What a first half for Oliver Jackson. Two sacks and a third drive-killing tackle on Keegan Hall, as we've got a great punter looking to put at least a rouge on the board here for the York Lions. Nathan Walker angling this punt to the left-hand side. It is going to be caught in the end zone by Ian St. Arnaud, and St. Arnaud will get it out of the end zone. He's got a little bit of space on the left-hand side, but we're going to have to wait for another history-making return from Ian St. Arnaud as the Gales have 1 minute and 15 seconds on the clock. And they do have timeouts to burn, so we could see one final offensive flourish from the Gales here as we approach halftime. Queens up 19-2. But we have got a lot of ball game left here, folks. First and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Isaiah Adams in the ball game, breaking with a quick hitter to Nathan Falcone. Falcone isn't going to find too much space, however. Getting tackled up after a short gain there. It'll be second and 7 from the 23-yard line. Maybe second and 6. Looks like they'll give him an extra yard of forward progress. So second and 6 from the 24. We have two receivers and Mateo Tuioti on the left. Cedric Smith and Jack Ashby-Jacobs on the right. It is going to be a pass. Braken has got Isaiah Adams in the flat. Isaiah Adams makes his defenders look silly. Picks up a first down just past the 30-yard line, but York is aware of that little backfield pass now. They had two men waiting in the flat for it, so the Gales may need to be wary and adjust their tactics there. First and 10 from the 31-yard line. Braken airing one out to Nathan Falcone. Caught by Nathan Falcone. See ya! Touchdown, Queens! Nathan Falcone on a beautiful ball from Alex Braken. Right through the middle of this York defense has got the Gales up big heading into the half. What a pass and catch from two players that have such an undeniable on-field chemistry. as Queens brings Tyler Mullen on to try to make it a 26-2 ball game. Nathan Falcone's sixth touchdown of the season, folks. Six touchdowns for number 16. And Tyler Mullen makes it 26-2. As the Gales burn this York defense with a huge pass and catch from their own 30-yard line all the way down into the York end zone. Queens leads by 24 with 32.4 to play in your first half of football action. Of course, we will throw to a word from our second quarter sponsor and then a bit of music so I can take a well-earned break, get some food, get some water into me, and then we'll be back with the Grad Club halftime show. Queens up 26-2 here in the first half. Isaiah Adams picking up a key first down, and then Alex Vraken letting it fly to number 16, Nathan Falcone. The Gales are shorthanded. No Justin Pace. Head coach Steve Snyder not on the sidelines today. But it doesn't look that way as they are rounding into end-of-season playoff form. Tyler Mullen on to kick this one away. Going to be fielded inside the 20-yard line as this York returner is stretching the field, but he is going to find nothing. Jeremy Hiscox, the primary on that one, and thankfully he slowed up. It would have been a very aggressive throw of a tackle, but he showed a little bit of restraint at the last minute. Avoided drawing any unnecessary lingerie, some orange flags on the field there. So it'll be first and 10 for the York Lions from inside their own 20-yard line. If I'm York, I'm just taking this one to the half. You don't want to risk a turnover here. They've had a couple close calls with this Queens secondary. You don't want to get burned heading into the half, I expect. But we will see a pass from Keegan Hall. Tipped up in the air. Picked off by Keegan Vanek. Hey, it's not like I've seen these games before. It's not like I know what I'm talking about. You speak it into existence, and the Gales do it. Keegan Vanek off the shot block tip. And I'm just waiting to get a number on who tipped that one. Oh, my goodness, DJ Ryan smacks that one into the air, and Keegan Vanek, his 10th career interception, has got the Queens offense inside the York 15 with about 17 seconds left to play. He should have just handed it off. That's not even a homer thing. That's just, don't risk it. You were close before, and now the Gales have a chance to go up big. Oh, a quick hitter to Preston Martin dropped again. Second and 10 from the York 14 coming up here. 12 seconds on the clock. If you're just joining us, it's 26-2, but Queens is looking to add another 6 points onto that total. They'd settle for a Tyler Mullen three, but you know they want six with the kind of starting field position their defense gave him there. A DJ Ryan tip into a Keegan Vanek interception. Second and 10 from the York 14. Balance formation, two receivers on each side. Vraken is going to look for anybody, and he'll find his man in the corner of the end zone. Cedric Smith with his second touchdown in as many weeks. And the Gales are up by 30 going into halftime. Queens in cruise control as Vraken finds Cedric Smith for the second touchdown of the season, second of his Queens career. As the Gales have given the hometown faithful a lot to be excited about here. Tyler Mullen's kick is good, 33-2. As we have 7 seconds left in our first half of football action, by the time this kick is caught, barring a truly incredible return. That should be our scoreline heading into the second half. As the Gaels turn a turnover into six more points. Up by 31 here against the York Lions, a York team that is still playing for playoff positioning. Oh, you always love to see that. Tyler Mullen places the ball, and 1 second later, it falls off the tee. This is a York team that has everything to play for this year, and they've come out a little flat in the first half. And they're going to need to make some major adjustments in the second, or else they are going to fall to 2-3 with some really tough games coming up on their schedule. Tyler Mullen's kick caught at the 15-yard line. And the Gaels will need to tackle this returner up. Malik Gagne-Smith gets it out of bounds with 0.1 on the clock. But they are just going to blow it dead there. The Gaels are up by 31. Heading into halftime, we're going to play a word from our second quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. We're going to play a little bit of music for you. And then we will be back with your Grad Club halftime show. This is Gaels Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, sports fans, why don't you come on down to Old Farm Fine Foods, Old Farm, downtown Kingston at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Open Monday to Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 5. And don't forget to check out our Instagram at Old Farm FM.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present a selection from Hylia's new EP, The Piano Sessions, which was recorded with just one microphone and a grand piano. Local artist Hylia reimagines a collection of covers in her own unique style in this new release, and unlike her earlier recordings, the new release is stripped down and raw, capturing the intimacy and authenticity of her live solo performances. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The Piano Sessions by Hylia on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Gold Dust Woman right now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Pick your path and pray.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from local jazz musician Oscar Evans' latest work, Live at Hotel Wolf Island. The album is a live recording from a quartet performance featuring Jonathan Stewart on saxophone, Nick Kornelik on piano, Andy Love on drums, and Oscar Evans on upright bass. Recorded in front of a live audience in March 2025, the album is a stellar example of Oscar's musicianship as a band leader and upright bassist. Follow Oscar on Instagram at Oscar Mayfield Evans for upcoming releases and exciting performance announcements. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Live at Wolf Island by Oscar Evans on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called I Mean You with us now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh, listening to Gale's Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, the Grad Club Halftime Show.
Welcome back, folks. This is Jesse Bell here with you at Richardson Stadium for Gale's Game Day. This is your Grad Club Halftime Show. Grad Club is our title sponsor for this season. They do a ton of great work. It is an outstanding event venue. It's also a cultural hub for concerts, events, drag shows. Anything you could think of, the Grad Club has probably had it there at some point. So thank you to the Grad Club for their continued support of what we do here on CFRC. If you're just joining us, folks, you missed a absolutely action-packed first half. Your Gales lead 33-2 here over the York Lions. We saw some outstanding work from the defense early on. Oliver Jackson and Stephen Capea combined for a tackle for loss. OJ has two first half sacks and then very nearly had a third to shut down a York drive. The scoring got started with Tyler Mullen, kicked about a 40-yard field goal, made it look easy. But it was a touchdown from Russell Weir that went over 80 yards. An odyssey of a touchdown run, caught on his own 30, and he had multiple men downfield to shore up the blocks. It looked more like a punt return than a pass and catch, to be honest with you. But it worked all the same, put the Gales up, and from there, they have been asserting their dominance. We've seen some, let's say, errors, miscalculations, some, I'm not going to say sloppy play, but below standard play on offense at times, but they have tightened things up, and that passing game especially has come along. We saw a huge Nathan Falcone touchdown, followed up by Keegan Vanek's 10th career interception to put the Gales inside scoring range again within 20 seconds of the end of the first half. And then we had a Cedric Smith touchdown, giving Alex Vraken his third touchdown pass of the day. And the 2 points surrendered were given up by the Gales special teams unit. They have given up two first downs through the air and one from penalty yardage. Otherwise, this Queens defense has been absolutely airtight. And looking at the rest of the OUA, Laurier won, Western won. That does not surprise us. Both of those games were over by halftime. I won't say the same is true today. 31 is not an insurmountable lead, but the Gales have certainly done a great job of asserting dominance. And when you play teams that are ranked below you in the football standings, that's what you need to do. When you know you are the more athletic team, the better coach team, whatever it is, you need to do what you need to do. You need to take care of business. You need to assert your dominance. Sorry, folks, Western didn't play this week. I was looking at last week's score, but Laurier did topple the Toronto Varsity Blues by a score of 59-21. Guelph is up 7-0 over Carleton in a game that I cannot wait to watch the rest of, because it's either win or your season is done for the Guelph Griffins. A loss against Carleton will all but push them out of playoff contention, giving Carleton the tiebreaker, so that's a game with some playoff implications. This game technically has playoff implications as well, but I don't know if it'll have the same amount of intrigue as we gear up for the second half here. It's been the pass rush and the secondary, and it's something I even spoke into existence right before the half. York had gotten the ball back, and we had basically said, you know, hey, guys, just kneel it out, hand it off, get into half. You don't want to turn the ball over. Sure enough, DJ Ryan gets his big white mitts on a Keegan Hall pass, careens up into the air, and Keegan Vanek records his 10th career interception to bring it down. And the Gales right now, they have got all the momentum as we get ready for the start of our third quarter of football action. We will get a kickoff coming from, actually York this time. Queens did defer, but they have chosen to take the ball, so we will start off our third quarter football action. We will close out our Grad Club halftime show and move now into the start of the third. Thank you for bearing with me, folks. Needed to get some fuel back in the tank here. It's been an eventful day for me, but we are back in action here as Nathan Walker gets ready to kick this one away. Caught at the 2-yard line by Russell Weir. Russell Weir following his blockers. And we'll go down at about the 26, a fairly uneventful return there as Weir careened to the back of some of those big frontline blockers. You may hear the Queen's Palm and cheer team below me here getting the crowd loud. It will be first and 10 for the Gaels, but there is a flag down, so they're actually going to be backing up. So inauspicious starting field position here. Wow. They're all the way down at their 1 yard line. So the Gaels, I missed the spot foul there, but they are backed up on their own 1 yard line, and they're bringing in their jumbo formation to try, and they can't take a delay of game here. They need to get this snap off. So Ethan Dahl, oh, they get York jumping, but the play is whistled dead. If this is on Queens, they're going to give up two, but it looks like it is on York. So that'll give the Gaels a bit of breathing room, set up a first and 5 from their 6. So an overzealous York defense, and the pass rush for the Lions has actually looked quite strong, at least in the first half, but they caught them jumping there. So first and 5 from the 6 to start quarter 3. 33-2 is your current scoreline. Gaels looking to move to 4-2 on the season. Hand off to Jared Kasari, and Jared Kasari will tumble forward for a short gain on first and 5. That will set up second and about a yard. And I think the Gaels are just going to sneak this one forward. Anthony Leo, Liam Silverson, and Ethan Dahl making their way into the game. Anthony Leo scored on a quarterback sneak last week, the second touchdown of 7 for the Gaels in their victory over the Waterloo Warriors. As Leo is just going to break left, Anthony Leo, a great gain on second and short to pick up a first. Rather than just fall forward, he broke it left for, geez, the better part of 20 yards almost. So it'll be first and 10 from the Queens 23. Leo about 15 yards there on that quarterback scramble. Breaking back in the ball game, multiple men in motion. Hand off to Jared Kasari. Kasari looking left, swarmed, and picks up a decent gain on first down, setting up another second and manageable. Gave him about 4 or so, so it'll be second and 6 from the 26-yard line, 27-yard line, it looks like. Queens up by 31 points. It's a 33-2 ball game here at Richardson Stadium. The Hall of Fame game. Queens looking to turn in a Hall of Fame performance. We've got Cedric Smith motioning over to the right-hand side of the field. 5 total receivers and Jared Kasari in the backfield. Vraken is looking for Nathan Falcone again. Into the bucket. Into the end zone. See ya. There is a flag down, but it is well past the line of scrimmage. And it is declined. Touchdown, Queens. Falcone and Vraken connect on another long touchdown. Vraken's 4th of the game. A beautiful over-the-shoulder grab as Queens approaches the 40-point plateau. We talked in the pregame show, the average margin of victory over these last 21 meetings has been 38 points. The Gaels are there. Queens up big. We're talking huge. We're talking massive. 38-point lead at home early into your third quarter. We'll see how York can respond here. The Queens defense has been outstanding in the first half. And Ollie Jackson already with 2 first half sacks. He could be on his way to a historic day. as Tyler Mullen is on. He's gotten his fair share of exercise in so far. We'll see if he can get another solid kickoff tallied. Mullen hitting a field goal earlier. He has got several extra points already, I believe. What, four now? And this kick is going to be fielded on the right-hand side at the 10-yard line by Cote Smith, and he's going to get a, or sorry, Gagne Smith, and he's going to get a great return in. The best play of the day, but there is a flag down on the 30-yard line, and I suspect it is a hold on the Lions, which will undo what would have been their best play of the day and back them up to, if it's a hold, probably their own 20-yard line to start things off. Coach Beckmanis calling an outstanding game. Yes, indeed, holding on the Lions. They would have been in Queens territory up around the 40. Instead, they got to back it up to their own 20. So Hall is going to be in that spread formation. Six total receivers, three on each side. He has been harassed, harangued, and hit by this Queens pass rush so far. As the referees have blown a whistle. Ah, quick little fix with the sticks. There we go. Chain untangled. We are ready for action here. First and 10 from the 20 for the York Lions, trailing by 38. Another touchdown from the Gales, I think, will bring their backups into the ballgame. Hall throwing it. Oh, he was just a little too deep for Keegan Vanek. Keegan Vanek was sitting in the flat, but Keegan Hall managed to put it about 10 yards behind him, but it fell harmlessly to the turf. Some offensive miscommunication there. If Hall had put anything less on that pass, it was coming back real quick. Number 26, Keegan Vanek, recorded his 10th career interception earlier in the ball game, right before the end of our first half. Almost like I spoke it into existence. Between Vanek and Miller-Melançon, over 24 career interceptions. An incredibly prolific duo. Hall's dropping back on second and 10. This is a beauty of a ball, but it is defended expertly by Keegan Vanek. Hall put it right where it needed to be, but unfortunately for number 17, Keegan Vanek was right where he needed to be. And that's coming back and bringing the York punt team back onto the field. And we may see another conceded safety from Nathan Walker, especially with how good this offense has been. Raken, four touchdown passes so far, moving him up on that all-time list. He's tied now with the great Don Bain, who very nearly blocked, but the punt is off, fielded just shy of the Queens 50. Russell Weir is breaking left, cutting it back. He has got some blockers. Russell Weir down over the York 50-yard line. Great play there from Russell Weir. Had an absolute beauty of a touchdown earlier. And something tells me he might not be done today, as I'm just getting my single game touchdown record lined up. Vraken needs one more to move into like a seven-way tie for second with five touchdowns. Justin Chapdelaine holds the record with six. It's going to be a handoff to Ethan Dahl. Ethan Dahl fighting hard on the right-hand side. Gain of about six or so on first down. It'll be second and manageable just over the York 45-yard line. They gave him five, so it'll be second and five from about the 45 of the Lions. Gales up 40-2, breaking four touchdowns so far. He's got three receivers on the left-hand side. The Gales are going to go back to the air, breaking over the middle. Nearly picked off. Jack Ashby-Jacobs manages to get a hand on it, but he takes a hit, albeit maybe not the worst of that, as the York defensive back definitely looks winded. He clashed into his own safety there, and well-placed ball from Vraken, maybe just a yard or two ahead of where it needed to be for Jack Ashby-Jacobs to secure the catch. So the Gales are going to punt this one away. Justin Chapdelaine set the single game record for the most touchdown passes with six against the University of Toronto back in 2010. Vraken has moved into a 20-way tie for eighth place with four. So we'll see if he's able to elevate himself out of that 20-way tie. Oh, early jump by... It looks like it was the Gales. Somebody jumped early, and it looks like it is Queens. If it was York, we would be looking at a third and inches. We've got a couple flags down. But it is on the Gales, so Matt Driver is going to move it on back. The ball will be snapped from around the York 50. Driver will punt from about his own 47. Nathan Falcone, two touchdowns today, tying last year's mark, his career high now, with seven on the season, had three against Toronto. He's got another two here today. Matt Driver, punt is going to be caught. Actually, sorry, it'll bounce out of bounds around the 20-yard line. So the Gales defense makes their way back on the field after a quick two and out on the last drive against this York offense that put up 36 points last week. So far, they have struggled to make it happen here today. Mind you, on the road against one of the best teams in Canada. Quite understandable. Third quarter brought to you by the Alumni Review. More on that momentarily. Another passing formation for Keegan Hall. Six total receivers, three on each side. The snap is bad, but Hall is going to be able to get the pass off. And it is caught. Great job there from Keegan Hall, managing to scoop up the bad snap and sling it out to his intended receiver. And that will get them, I believe, their first down of the second half. And York is in turbo mode. They got a lot of ground to cover. And they don't have a lot of time to get there as we continue to have, it looks like, issues with the sticks. Seems like the chain for those sticks is struggling. Hall, first down, slinging it over the middle. Quick completion there. Second and short coming up for York. And they are indeed in their no-huddle, hurry-up offense. Reminiscent of what we saw with the Toronto Varsity Blues a few weeks back, it's mostly Hall directing traffic. He is the veteran quarterback, one of the very best in Ontario. He's thrown a pick already, but otherwise he has looked great. The bright spot on this York offense. He's going to hand it off on second and short to Melchus Alunga, and Alunga is going to be tackled up by Brandon Spence and James Gillingham. That will be a first down for the Lions. First and 10 coming up from their 46-yard line. 40-2 ball game here at Richardson Stadium. Queens in control, looking to move to 4-2 on the season. Hall has got three receivers on his left-hand side, two on his right, and an H-back in the slot. Hall is looking over the middle. Another quick completion over the middle. Another tackle by Brandon Spence. But right now what York is doing is they are stretching this defense east and west and pretty much exclusively throwing it north. So they're trying to open up big gaps in the middle of this Queens defense that they can just throw quick little hitters to either slot receivers or sometimes if a running back slips out into the slot. They're just looking for a guy in the middle. Nickel and dime, nothing dramatic, nothing too crazy, but it is effective so far. However, Hall is under duress, but he does manage to complete one on the run, and Brandon Spence. Woo! A hard hit from number 33. Rattling the fillings of the York receiver there. However, York will pick up another first down, the best drive of the game for them so far. We saw this with Toronto. The first time you deploy this very kind of read-based, call it as you see it, audible offense, it works. It's just sustaining that over four quarters. Hall over the middle, another completion.
another tackle from Brandon Spence. However, there is a flag down, and it is on the Lions, and it's a chop block. Eric Johnson taking a knee. So while Johnston is tended to by the training staff, let's hear a word from our third quarter sponsor, the Queens Alumni Review.
Thank you to our third quarter sponsor, the Queens Alumni Review. Since its establishment in 1927, Alumni Review has spent nearly a century bringing alumni together, building community, and deepening tricolor pride. Over 109,000 subscription-free copies have been distributed to alumni, friends of the university, and campus departments. Thank you to the Queens Alumni Review, nearly a century of literary excellence.
Strike that, folks. The penalty is actually on Queens, so York will be in Queens territory for the first time today as we have two players down. I thought it was a cut block on Eric Johnston. Not really sure what the penalty call is here. York was lining up to take the snap with two players being tended to 5 yards away from one another. There we go. I know you're in a hurry to get out of here, but take your time, guys. Seriously. Eric Johnston walking off the field under his own power. Great to see. So this Queens defense backed up inside their own 20 for the first time today, aided by a 15-yard penalty there. Keegan Hall looking to throw his first touchdown of the ball game here. And it will be something they have to do through the air. The Queens defense has handled this York run game. Hall in a passing situation, under pressure, Oliver Jackson, the juice is loose, and so was the football. Sack number 3 for Queens number 52. Oliver Jackson, have yourself a day. He is moving into Hall of Fame territory in the Hall of Fame game. His third sack in as many quarters. It is now second and 20 from, about 20 from the Queens 27. Hall dropping back to pass, slinging this one incomplete. So we will see a field goal situation here as a promising York drive ended thanks in no small part to number 52 for the Gaels, Oliver Jackson. His third sack today puts him in a now 16-way tie with 15 other players for the most sacks in a single game. The most recent iteration of this was Tyler Waugh against Guelph in 2019, who had 4, as that kick is good. So York, 5, Queens, 40, with 5 minutes and 14 seconds to play in your third quarter. And we do have the Queens offense 1 on the field, and we have a break in the action. So you know the drill. Let's hear one more word from the Alumni Review.
Each issue of the Queens Alumni Review contains in-depth stories by some of Canada's best journalists, incredible images by award-winning photographers, plus all the news you need to know about the Queens community. Our upcoming issue will feature exclusive stories about Queens' explosives test facility, the alumnus who is the new commissioner of the Canadian Football League, and a first-person essay by rector Nikki Boychuk-Hale that explains why the J-Duck is really the heart of campus. Check your mailbox and your inbox mid-November for the next issue.
We are back, folks. If you're just joining us, it's a 40-5 ball game here on Gaels Game Day. Queens, well on their way to the fourth win of the season. They'll be on the road next week in Guelph to try and guarantee a playoff berth. A fifth win on the season will for sure lock Queens into a playoff game. If they can close it out with a victory over Windsor, they'll almost certainly get a home playoff game. So still a lot to play for the Gaels as they are more or less guaranteed to make the playoffs, but they would love to play here at Richardson if possible. Queens will very possibly, if they're able to win out, finish third behind Laurier and Western. Laurier and Western play each other in the final week of the regular season. Whoever wins that game will get home field advantage, will get that first round bye. First and 10 for the Gales from their 35-yard line. Raken is going to throw a quick hitter to Russell Weir. We saw him make magic earlier. Nicholas Hedig just de-cleated the York defender. An incredible block there from number 71. Unfortunately, that young man is still on the turf. Nicholas Henning, a good, clean, physical block. If this were Rock'em Sock'em Robots, well, that young man's block would be firmly knocked off. Simple, simple play there. Just a quick screen pass to Russell Weir. As he cut it in, Nick Hennig shifted over from the line of scrimmage and just provided a quick little chip block to the York defender. But when you are nearly 300 pounds, 6.5 feet tall, and built like a brick you-know-what house, even a simple chip block can do an immense amount of damage. Yep, good clean block from Hennig. Watching it on the replay here at Richardson. But understandable why that young man would need some medical assistance. So we're going to hope it's nothing too serious. As the Gales are up by 35 here. And we have seen 4 passing touchdowns from Alex Vraken now, over 15 for number 12 on the season. Or sorry, that is 15. Another one would bring him up to 16. As this York player still being tended to. A very different situation from last week, folks. But good. This is good to see. All the Queens players taking a knee. All the York guys taking a knee. The coaches. Oh, man, that's not great to see, though. Riley Sherman, number 67, has got his foot wrapped in ice. I didn't realize he had left the ball game. He is still in his gear, and he is able to take a knee, so we're hoping it's nothing serious. This York player is still down, folks, so we're going to throw to one final word from the Queens Alumni Review.
Our third quarter sponsor, the Queens Alumni Review. Since its establishment in 1927, Alumni Review has spent nearly a century bringing alumni together, building community, and deepening tricolor pride. Over 109,000 subscription-free copies have been distributed to alumni, friends of the university, and campus departments. Thank you to the Queens Alumni Review, nearly a century of literary excellence.
We're back, folks. The York player still on the turf here. So I'm going to take a second and take a look at our football records page, because we have seen some outstanding individual efforts today. I also want to get on top of Nathan Falcone's career touchdown mark. So two today. And thankfully, the York player is sitting up, is being tended to. Nathan Falcone's 2 touchdowns today give him 18 for his career, tying him with 2 of the all-time greats for the Gales. Jock Clime and Craig Spear, 2 of the greatest receivers in Queens history. Nathan Falcone has moved into a 3-way tie now for 4th place, as the York player is making his way off the field. Great to see. So a 3-way tie for 4th on the all-time receiving touchdowns list, and Nathan Falcone still got plenty of time to make something happen here today. As the Gales offense makes their way back onto the field to try and convert a 3rd and short. So here we go. Or sorry, a second and short. Second and a foot and a half. Anthony Leo under center. Will break this one left again. Gets a great block from Mateo Tuioti. Takes a solid hit, but still picks up the first down. As it'll be first and 10 for Queens at their own 46-yard line. Alex Braken's four touchdown passes today tie him with Don Bain for ninth on the program's all-time list. He has got two receivers on the right, and he's motioning two and now just one. Two receivers left, three receivers right. Braken dropping back to pass. He is rolling out. What a throw to Ben Falkowski on the run. Ben Falkowski makes one man miss. And Alex Braken just turned what should have been a deep backfield loss into a huge first down as Queens is on the run. That's one for the highlight reel for Alex Braken. Rolling to his right, finds Ben Falkowski wide open. First and 10 from the York 35. Braken throws a low one, but Mateo Tuioti somehow speared that and fell forward for a good gain there on first down, setting up a second and about three from the York 28. As the Gales, wow, I can't believe Mateo Tuioti. This is a guy who was 6.5 feet tall almost, and he just caught a pass that was maybe a half centimeter above his shoelaces. The athleticism of Mateo Tuioti on display there. It's going to be a handoff to Isaiah Adams. Isaiah Adams sneaks forward for first down yardage, but we do have a flag down. Thrown right around where Adams picked up the first. We'll see who it's on momentarily. It is on the Lions. It is declined, so the Gales are moving forward once more. It'll be first and 10 from the Lions 20. 2 minutes and 45 seconds remain in our third quarter. Queens up 40-5. Powered largely by a passing offense that has already tallied four touchdowns. Alongside a Jared Kasari major. Braken dropping back, rifling this one back to Ben Falkowski. Good gain by Ben Falkowski. Will be close to the first down on the right-hand side of the field. It will indeed be a first down, so it's going to be first and goal from the 10. They got to go as far as you can go in first and goal situation. Braken has got Ben Falkowski on the right in single coverage. He has got Mateo Tuioti motioning to the left-hand side. Isaiah Adams is the back. Braken fumbles the snap, rolls right, and just throws it out of bounds. Great veteran play there from Alex Braken. Gales without their normal starting center. Riley Sherman is on the sidelines with a pair of crutches and some ice on his foot. We're hoping that is not going to be a long-term injury. So bear with your secondary snapper. Not an easy position. A lot of people say left tackle is the most important position to play on the offense, but center might be the hardest. Second and goal from the York 10-yard line. Braken with Cedric Smith in motion on the right-hand side. He is looking left. He is throwing to Cedric. Oh, Cedric Smith lets that one bounce off the bicep and fall tamed to the turf. So this will be a field goal situation for Tyler Mullen. He made one earlier from around 40. This is a much more makeable distance here. He's got 50. He's looking for 51, which would put him within striking range of the great Dylan Walmsley for third on that all-time list. Walmsley finished his career with 52. 40-5, Mullen looking to make it 43-5. And he will do just that. The 51st made field goal of Tyler Mullen's career. gives the Gales a 38-point lead once more, and York will take over first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. This Queens defense, they've been getting it done today, and it's primarily thanks to number 52 in the tricolor, three sacks on the ball game. He's got over four now on the season. Around this time last year, he had a 2.5 sack performance against the Guelph Griffins. Hall is going to sling it. Very nearly picked off. We had three Gales in that 613 area code looking for glory, but it will fall harmlessly to the turf. Jacob Baldwin, Keegan Vanek, and Ian St. Arnaud all in the vicinity there. Second and 10 for the York Lions from their own 35. They trail 43-5 in a game that has been over for a while. But York, good chance to experiment, get some reps in against a great defense here. Passing situation, Keegan Hall under pressure. Ollie Jackson manages to get a hand on him, but Hall does complete this one for a first down. Kind of a fire drill. Ollie Jackson got a great rush on him, but the York Lions managed to get underneath that ball and fall.